welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, bringing you an hour of adventure. The Lux Radio Theater adapts the 1951 motion picture directed by John Huston, The African Queen, with its original star Humphrey Bogart. For this performance, alongside Katharine Hepburn, he won his first and only Oscar for Best Actor in a Leading Role. His other two nominations were for The Caine Mutiny in 1954, 3 years later, and for 1942's Casablanca. Greer Garson takes over the role that Hepburn played on the silver screen in this adaptation next, first heard on CBS on December 15, 1952.
Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Humphrey Bogart and Greer Garson in The African Queen. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. When the Academy Award for Best Performance by an Actor was presented last March, a star who had built his reputation with great performances of gangster parts was among those nominated. And Humphrey Bogart won that award with great acclaim in the unusual role of the intemperate skipper of The African Queen. And as his co-star of this John Huston production, we have beautiful Greer Garson, another Academy Award winner. Tonight, Miss Garson will vary her popular role of a charming wife to play a straight-laced spinster. Naturally, Hollywood stars like to change the roles they play. But when it comes to complexion care, there's just one favorite, Lux Toilet Soap. Our most glamorous stars know they can count on daily Lux facials for the finest in complexion care. Care that really leaves skin smoother and fresher. So try Hollywood's own beauty care, Lux Toilet Soap. Now, The African Queen, starring Greer Garson as Rose and Humphrey Bogart as Charlie Allnut. German East Africa, where Rose Sayer and her brother Samuel spread gospel of God. For more than a year, the missionaries have seen only one white man, Mr. Allnut, pilot of the African Queen, a filthy, dilapidated launch that gasps her way up and down the river.
Do we have some more tea, Mr. Allnut?
Thanks, miss. I don't mind if I do. Just listen to this stomach of mine. I mean, the way it keeps growling and squealing, the way it sounds, you'd think I had a hyena inside of me.
You do take sugar.
Queer thing, ain't it? Now, what do you suppose makes a man's stomach carry on like this?
You're planning to stay overnight, Mr. Allnut?
Oh, no, miss. I got to get upriver and back to the mine. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, I probably won't be coming around this way for a couple of months.
But what about our mail?
Don't look like there's going to be any mail for a while, on account of the war.
War? What war? Where?
Europe, miss. Germany and England.
England? You really mean war?
Yeah, that's what they're telling me, Reverend.
But what do you know about it? What's happened?
Well, now, let's see. Yes, French are in it, too, and all them little countries, Austria, Hungary, Belgium. I forget who's with who, though.
Oh, brother.
Yes, Rose. I know.
This is German East Africa. We're enemy aliens.
Now, what harm could anybody do the Germans in this God-forsaken place?
God has not forsaken this place, Mr. Allnut, as my brother's presence here will bear witness.
Oh, no offense, miss. Well, I'll be getting aboard the Queen and shoving off. Thanks for the tea, miss.
Goodbye, Mr. Allnut.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Oh, that wretched little man with his foul cigar.
His indifference about the war. He's Canadian. Doesn't he realize he's in this, too?
Shouldn't we try to get to Limbazi? I mean, while we can.
The shepherd does not forsake his flock when the wolves are prowling. We shall stay here, Rose.
Yes, brother. Yes, of course.
Come, dear, come. We shall pray.
It's me, miss. I come back a lot sooner than I said.
Oh. Well, the Germans have been here too, eh?
Yes. They've been here, Mr. Ornett.
When I got to the mines at Limbazi, everything was a shamble. Deserted. Burnt to the ground, just like the village here. Reverend around, miss?
My brother is dead.
Oh, well, now ain't that awful. If them Germans are shoot a reverend, there ain't nobody safe.
They were here 3 days ago. They didn't shoot him. They struck him, and his heart was bad, and...
Oh, well, that's certainly too bad, miss. That's all I can say. I tell you what, miss. You get your things together, we'll get aboard the Queen and clear out. Them Germans are sure to come back.
But why? Why should they come back here?
Why, they'll be looking for the boat, miss, for the African Queen. She's not much, but they'd give a lot to get their hands on her, you bet. But what's aboard her, too? Blasting gelatin, tin grub, cylinders of oxygen and hydrogen. Heaps of things I was bringing to the mine.
But where could we go?
Why, out there on the river, miss. Get behind an island where it's quiet and safe. We can talk about what to do then.
I'll get ready.
That's the ticket, miss. You bet. You come with me. Well, miss, so far so good. Here we are, safe and sound, as you might say. A nice shady spot and a nice lonesome spot. The question is, what next?
Quite, Mr. Allnut.
Now, we got heaps of grub aboard, 2,000 cigarettes and 2 cases of gin.
Gin?
Why, we could sit out the war here if we wanted to. All the comforts are home, miss, including running water.
Mr. Allnut, we simply cannot remain off a backwater island until the war is over.
Can't we now, miss? Well, you've got the map there. Show me a way out and I'll take it.
The British will certainly launch an attack. Now, the only question is, which way will they come?
From the sea, maybe. Up the railway to Limbazi. Well, that'll put all them Germans between them and us.
Might not our troops come up from the Congo?
Miss, look. You see this lake on the map?
Yes.
That's 100 miles of lake. And there ain't nothing gonna cross it while the Louise is there.
The Louise?
She's a 100-ton steamer, miss, and German. She's boss of the lake because she's got 6-pounders, the biggest guns in Central Africa.
Oh.
We're in a bit of a fix, miss, whichever way you look at it.
This river runs into that lake, does it not?
Yes, miss. Yes, it does. But if you've got any ideas of getting there in this launch, you better get rid of them.
Why?
Well, you look at the map, miss. This here is Shona. The Germans have a fort at Shona. They blow us right out of the water, and before that, there's a rapid. 20 miles of water. It's like it was coming out of a fire hose.
But it has been done.
Yes, miss, in a canoe. A fellow named Spengler. He almost...
Mr. Allnut, what did you say was in those wooden boxes?
Them? Them's blasting gelatin, miss.
Is it dangerous?
Bless you, no. That safety stuff takes a detonator to set it off.
And what are those long torpedo-like things?
More stuff for the mine. Them's oxygen and hydrogen cylinders, miss.
Mr. Allnut, you're a machinist, aren't you?
Kind of a fixer, miss. Jack of all trades, like they say.
Could you make a torpedo?
How's that, miss?
Could you make a torpedo?
A torpedo? Ask me to make a dreadnought and do it upright, miss. A torpedo? You really don't know what you're asking. Why, there just ain't nothing so complicated as the inside of a torpedo. It's got gyroscopes and compressed air chambers.
Oh, but they're only to make it go, aren't they? Well, we've got the African Queen.
How's that, miss?
And if we were to fill those cylinders with that blasting gelatine and then fix them so that they'd stick out over the end of this boat, and then if we were to run this boat against the side of a ship, well, they'd go off just like a torpedo would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right, miss.
Well, then we could point the launch towards a ship, and just before she hit, we could dive off, couldn't we?
Sure, miss. Absolutely, only there ain't nothing to torpedo.
Oh, but there is.
Is what?
The Louisa.
The Louisa? Oh, now, don't talk silly, miss. You can't do that. Honest, you can't. I told you before, we can't get down the river.
Spengler did.
In a canoe.
If a German did it, we can do it.
Not in no launch, we can't.
Well, how do you know? You've never tried.
Well, I never tried shooting myself in the head, neither.
In other words, In other words, Mr. Allnut, you're refusing to help your country in her hour of need.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Just how would you put it?
All right, miss. Have it your own way. But don't blame me for what happens.
Very well, then. Let's get started.
Well, you mean now?
Now.
But there ain't 2 hours of daylight left, miss.
We can go a long way in 2 hours, Mr. Allnut.
But the boiler, the fire's gone out practically. We can't move till we get the old kettle boiling again.
Well, you're well stocked with firewood. Do so.
Oh. Refusing to help your country in an hour of need. Could you make a torpedo, Mr. Allnut? Well, do so, Mr. Allnut.
Did you say something, Mr. Allnut?
Mean, miss, I didn't say nothing, miss.
Anything wrong, Mr. Allnut?
Yeah, just this old boiler, miss. She's leaking steam. See?
Why are you kicking the boiler, Mr. Allnut?
Feed pump full of rust and scum. She gets clogged up.
And that's all you have to do? Just kick it?
It's knowing how to kick her, miss. She gets peevish now and then, ever since I dropped a screwdriver down the safety valve.
What would happen if you didn't kick it?
The whole boiler'd blow up.
Then why don't you dismantle the safety valve and remove the screwdriver?
You know, I'm going to do that one of these days. The only reason I haven't up to now is that I kind of like kicking her. She's all I've got.
Well, she seems to be operating quite normally now.
Yeah, like I said, miss, all she needs is a good boot. Well, you ready to call it a day? It's kind of like a lagoon up ahead. It's a real nice place when the bugs ain't too bad.
I shan't complain, Mr. Allnut. We have much to be thankful for.
That's a fact, miss. It's like they say. It ain't never so bad that it can't be worse.
Mr. Allnut, do you suppose anyone has seen us?
Oh, there ain't nobody in these parts, miss, forgetting the beasts of the forest. Kind of hot, ain't it? I could do with a drink. I got an extra cup here, miss, if you're going to have one.
Oh, no, no, thank you. What is it?
Gin, miss, gin. Something wrong?
No.
Well, if you're worried about there not being enough, why, there's 2 full cases aboard.
Oh, no, no, please.
Well, maybe you'd like a nice cup of tea.
Well, thank you.
You got real service on the African Queen. Hey, see this? Hot water all the time.
Out of the boiler?
It'll taste a little rusty, but then we can't have everything, can we? There you are, miss. Just add the tea to suit your taste, like they say on the box.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Well, now, you just sit and relax, and after a bit, I'll start thinking about supper. How long you been out here, miss?
In Africa? Oh, almost 10 years.
You ever get homesick?
Well, I'm afraid I have been homesick many times. It's Sunday afternoons that I think of most. The peace and the quiet of home.
On Sunday afternoons, I was always sleeping one off.
Sleeping one? Oh. What brought you to Africa, Mr. Allnut?
The Zambezi Bridge, miss. A whole boatload of us Canucks came over to work on it. Don't know yet what they wanted a bridge for, but then... Why did the chicken cross the road?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, miss. Yeah, sometimes I wish I was back, but then I remember how I'd have to be taking orders from somebody while out here. I'm my own boss. Well, drink your tea, miss. I'll go fix us some grub. What do you think you're doing, miss?
Well, if I may draw some hot water from the boiler, I'll wash these dishes.
Mostly. I just hold them over the side and let the current do the washing.
If you will forgive me, that's about what I imagine.
Cleanliness is next to godliness, eh, miss?
Is that so amusing, Mr. Allnut?
No, miss. You don't see no crocodiles around, do you?
Crocodiles? No.
No, it's too shallow for them. Well, I could do with a bath before I turn in.
I'd like a bath myself.
Well, now, you do the dishes back here, and I'll go off the bow. So long as we look, so long as we don't look, it don't matter. Well, how about it, miss?
Well, very well, Mr. Allnut.
That's the ticket. I won't be a minute, just a slosh or two.
Mr. Allnut. Mr. Allnut.
Right here, miss. How's the water?
Oh, no, no, no. Stay just where you are. I can't get back into the boat.
Well, I'll give you a hand then.
Oh, I've been trying to climb up, but I can't. I'm afraid I do need help. Is that blanket still there?
Yes, miss.
Well, if you will please hold it up in front of you and close your eyes.
Well, I just got two hands, miss, and if I hold up the blanket...
Oh, then just close your eyes.
I got them closed, miss. Now, here, you grab my arms.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but don't you dare move until I say so.
Oh, no, miss.
I bathed in my undergarments. You'll have to wait until I...
Now, it's all right, miss. It's all right. You just say when. Well, you feel better, miss?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, now, you better sleep here under the awning, miss, in case it rains. And here's a couple of rugs. There ain't no fleas on them.
Where will you sleep, Mr. Allnut?
Me or forward, miss. And if it'll make you feel better, you can hang up one of them tarpaulins, like a kind of a curtain, sort of.
Thank you. Good night.
I'll turn out the lantern if you're ready, miss.
I'm quite ready. Good night, Mr. Allnut.
Good night, miss.
I woke you, miss.
What are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing, miss. Just getting out of the wet.
Well, go away this instant.
Yes, miss.
Mr. Allnut.
Yes, miss?
You may come in out of the rain if you wish.
Thank you, miss.
Miss.
Yes?
I'm sorry I gave you such a turn.
Oh, that's quite all right. I didn't realize that you were just... how hard it was raining.
I won't get near you, miss. There's heaps of room.
Good night, Mr. Allnut.
Good night, miss.
Her way down the river. Mr. Allnut is at the rusty engine, administering with tools and frequent kicks of his experienced foot. And now suddenly what he is dreading is upon them. The sluggish river has turned into whirlpools and rapids.
Hello, miss. How'd you like it?
Like it?
White water, rapid.
Oh, I never dreamed of it.
I don't blame you for being scared, miss. Ain't nobody in his right mind ain't scared of white water.
I was about to say that I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
Huh? How's that, miss?
I've seldom known such excitement. A few times in my dear brother's sermons, when the spirit was really upon him, I felt...
Well, you mean you want to go on?
Well, of course I do.
Miss, you're crazy.
Oh, I must say, I'm filled with admiration for your skill, Mr. Allnut. Do you suppose that after I practice steering a bit more, that someday I might try?
Miss, let me tell you something. Those rapids back there ain't nothing to what's in front of us.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
But, miss...
Oh, I know that I've had a taste of it. I don't wonder that you love boating, Mr. Allnut.
Boating? Excuse me, miss. I need a drink.
If something's the matter, please, I must know.
It's nothing you'd understand.
You're drinking gin again, Mr. Allnut.
Yes, miss, I sure am.
It's been such a pleasant day up until now. What is it that's driving you to drink, Mr. Allnut?
All right. I'll tell you. It's all your foolish talk about us going on into the lake. All this crazy talk about the Louisa. Well, we ain't gonna go.
Well, of course we are. What an absurd idea.
What an absurd idea. What an absurd idea.
Why don't you want to go on?
Because of the river and the rapids and then Shona.
Shona? Oh, yes, yes. Where the Germans have a fort.
Yeah, you're darn right, Shona. Just one bullet in that blasting gelatin missing, we'd be little bits and pieces.
Then we'll go by the fort at night.
Oh, no, we won't.
Then we'll go by day. We can go on the far side of the river, speeding along just as fast as ever we can.
We ain't gonna go speeding along anyplace.
You agreed to go.
I never did. I never agreed to anything.
Mr. Allnut, you are a liar. And what is worse than that, a coward.
No! Cowards yourself. You ain't no lady, no, miss. That's what my poor old mother would say to you.
My poor old mother would say to you. Whose fault is this anyway?
I asked, John, because I was sorry for you. That's what you get for feeling sorry for people. Well, I ain't sorry for you anymore. You're a crazy, psalm-singing, dried-up old maid.
Mr. Allnut, you are drunk.
Not half what I'm going to be, either. There was a bold fisherman set sail for Port Pimlico to catch the bold piggy and the gay back. Miss. Oh, my head. Oh, have pity, miss.
Mr. Allnut, you are still intoxicated.
Oh, the gin. That's gin you're pouring into the river.
Indeed it is.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing, miss. I'll perish without a hair of the dog.
Look at you, reeling about helplessly.
Oh, my head. Oh, my head. I'm warning you, miss. That gin ain't your property.
It's no one's property now. 21 empty bottles floating on the waves, and I'm glad.
A criminal, that's what you are. Oh, I'll die. Then what'll you do? I'll suffer and die, and I'll float on the wave. It's all you're doing, you hear? You did it all. Oh.
Morning.
I look different, huh? Yeah, I shaved. Ooh, I see you're reading your Bible. Ah, it's a good thing to have a lady aboard, miss. Sets a man a good example. A man alone, well, he gets to living like a hog. And two with me, it's always put things off. But with you, miss, it's business before pleasure every time. I tell you, it's like an inspiration. And that old engine. I ain't got that old engine so clean in years. Just look at her, miss. You don't care. I only had some clean clothes like you. Now you, why, you could be at high tea. Say, that's an idea, miss. How about a nice little cup of tea? How's the book? How about reading it out loud? I could do with a little spiritual comfort myself. And you call yourself a Christian. Don't you? Don't you? Huh?
You're behaving like an infant.
And how are you behaving? You're just plain mean. Man takes a drop too much once in a while. It's only human nature.
Nature, Mr. Allnut, is what we're put into this world to rise above.
I'm sorry. I apologize for getting so drunk. What more can a man do? Besides, you paid me back. Didn't even leave me a drop. Have a heart, miss. Say something. I don't care what it is, but you gotta say something.
So you think it was your nasty drunkenness I minded?
Oh, what else?
You promised me that you'd go down the river.
Miss, listen to me. There's death 1,000 times down there. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but don't blame me. Blame the river.
You promised.
Well, I'm taking my promise back. All right, miss, you win. As the crocodiles will be glad to hear. Down the river we go.
Thank you, Mr. Allnut. making splendid progress, Mr. Allnut.
Look over there.
Shona?
Not yet, miss, but soon over there's a crocodile waiting for his supper.
Which side of the river is Shona on?
Starboard, miss.
But good. Then the sun will be in their eyes. Why, you're worried, aren't you?
Oh, not me, miss. I gave myself up for dead back where we started.
Well, that noise, what was that?
Now, that fort's closer than I thought. They're just letting us know they've sighted us. Their next shot's going to be closer.
Their aim's dreadful, isn't it?
Their aim will be good enough unless we turn back.
Mr. Allnut, I don't want to hear those words again.
Yes, miss. Now put your head down. We'll get rifle fire, too, in a minute.
Can't we go any faster?
Well, we're sure going to try, miss. And if it's all the same with you, start praying.
We've made it! Look, we've made it!
It's a parade, Mr. Allnut!
Oh, we sure put one over on them Germans that time, didn't we, miss? Oh, we showed them, miss. Hip, hip, hooray!
Well, was my handling of the boat
oh,
all right?
Oh, better than all right, miss. They were that surprised at seeing the old African queen. They didn't really start shooting until we were past.
Oh, this wonderful old boat!
Well, we're full of water, miss. We're battered and we're busted. You see these bullet holes? One through the steam hose and two in the boiler.
The engine stopped.
Long since, miss. But we can drift into them shallows and I'll start pumping.
No, I'll pump while you go ashore for logs.
Well, that would save us time. Thank you, miss. Here now. You watch close
yes.
And I'll show you the trick.
I've got almost all the water pumped out, Mr. Allnut. Come and look.
Just let me see. Set these logs down. Oh. You've worn yourself out, miss.
Well, so have you.
Well, if it's all right with you, we'd better stay here till morning. Hey, where'd they come from? Them flowers.
Oh, I just couldn't resist them. I waded ashore and I picked them. Do you recognize them, Mr. Allnut? I've never seen them before.
Well, I can't say that I have either, miss.
What if no one ever has? What if they don't even have a name?
Well, name or not, miss, they sure are pretty. Here, put one in your hair. Catch.
Oh, dear. Oh, I dropped
it. No, I'll get it.
No, I can pick it up. Well, look at us. Hands and knees in 3 inches of water looking for a flower. I could laugh and cry and I... You kissed me.
Yes, miss. I sure did, miss.
You kissed me. Napping. Supper's ready.
Rosie. Fancy you building a fire and all while I slept.
Dear, what is your first name?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Give us a kiss, Rosie.
Charlie, dear.
The more I look at this place, the prettier it gets. I expect it's about the prettiest place I've ever been to. Oh, not that I ain't all for going down the river, you understand?
Oh, yes, Charlie, I know.
Why, the sooner we blow up the old Louisa, the better. What I meant was I'd like to come back here someday.
Then you think we can do it?
Do it? Well, there's nothing a man can't do if he believes in himself. Never say die, that's my motto.
I've had misgivings, Charlie. I was beginning to think that perhaps the whole thing was a mistake.
How's that, miss? Ah, I mean Rosie.
Well, I had a moment of weakness.
Oh, but if you're feeling weak, Rosie, why, a day or two here on shore won't make any difference.
Oh, no. We'll go on and thank heaven for your strength, Charlie. Thank heaven.
Well, nasty girl. Looks like there ain't nothing can stop the old queen.
What about the propeller, Charlie?
Turn in nice as you please, Rosie. Why, we're going down the river just like Anthony and Cleopatra in their barge. This couldn't happen, Rosie, if it hadn't been for you. Don't you feel proud of yourself?
Certainly not. It's you, Charlie. It's all you. I don't think there's another man alive who could have done what you've done.
Oh, I'll never forget the way you looked when we was going over them rapids. Head up, chin out, hair blowing in the wind. The living picture of a heroine.
Oh, fancy me, a heroine. Oh, Charlie, you've lost your mind.
Lost my heart too, sweetheart. Oh, what a time we've had, Rosie. What a time. We'll never lack for stories to tell our grandchildren.
Charlie, how much further do you suppose it is to the lake?
Oh, there's no telling, Rosie. All depends on how much winding around this old river does.
The river's changed, hasn't it? And that smell. Why, it's like marigolds. Scale marigolds.
Not a very good smell for a flower.
They're very pretty, though, marigolds.
Rosie, look.
Another bend?
Oh, if only that's all it was. Rosie, it's on all sides. Nothing ahead but grass and papyrus as far as you can see.
But the river doesn't stop up there. It can't.
Not according to the map, it can't. Only, how do you get through that stuff?
Charlie, they're islands. Thousands of tiny islands. But where's the main channel among them?
It don't look like there is one, Rosie. Just a sea of grass and a forest of reeds. Well, I better cut the engine.
Charlie.
What are we going to do, huh? I don't know, Rosie. Get into it and take a look around, I suppose.
Yes, dear, yes.
But once we're in, Rosie, and the grass and them reeds close up in back of us, there'll be no going back. If anything happens, we'll just sit there. We go off our heads with fever.
I know, Charlie.
So, you pays your money, and you takes your choice. Which is it, sweetheart? Straight ahead or turn around?
Straight ahead, Charlie.
For days now, the journey of the African Queen has been halted. Across the breadth of the river, like a towering living wall, is a jungle of grass and reeds, an endless morass through which a thousand different channels twist and turn. And somewhere among them, Rose and Charlie are hopelessly lost.
Charlie, please, let me pole for a while.
That's no use, Rosie. All the channels we've lost, all the squirming and turning we've done. This river's crazy. Crazy as I am.
Oh, Charlie.
Sorry, old girl. Well, the only thing that will put the roses back in our cheeks is to get out of these reeds. I'll go over the side again. You pole, Rosie, and I'll push. Just keep her straight if you can, Rosie. Head her through the grass.
There must... Your main channel... Mustn't there? It just can't... Disappear.
I'm sick of talking about it, Rosie. Or searching for it, or even...
Charlie! Leeches! Bloodsuckers! You're covered with them!
Ooh, my legs, Rosie, my arms. Ooh, the little beggars. Pull them off me. Rosie, help me.
Yes, shake them.
Don't touch them, don't. Ooh, salt, Rosie.
Yes.
You pull them off of their heads, stay in. Poison the blood. Get the salt.
Yes, dear, yes, I will.
Pour it over me. Pour the salt over
me. I am, Charlie, I am.
Ooh, they can't stand the salt. See, Rosie. Look, they're dropping off.
Oh, my poor Charlie.
If there's anything in the world I hate, it's leeches. Oh, the filthy little devils.
You're bleeding.
But it ain't nothing. The salt will kill the poison. Well... Here I go.
Charlie, no. You're not going over again. No, no.
Take the pole, Rosie. We'll try again. Rosie. You still awake, Rosie?
I'm here, dear.
I'm awful cold, Rosie. Hot and cold. Chills and fever. Fine specimen of a man I am, ain't I?
You're the bravest man that ever lived. You just overdo, that's all. Try to sleep, and when you wake up, we'll be on our way again.
On our way. Even if we had all our strength, we'd never get the boat off this mud. We're finished, Rosie.
I know it.
But I'm not one bit sorry I came. What I mean is, it was worth it.
Dear Lord, we've come to the end of our journey. I pray for you to be merciful. Judge us not for our weakness, but for our love. And open the doors of heaven for Charlie and me.
Sweetheart.
It is.
The storm's over. Open your eyes, dear. It's daylight.
I wonder if I dreamed it, Charlie. If it was just a nightmare. I saw animals and birds running, screaming.
Oh, it's nothing you dreamed, Rosie. I never seen such a storm.
Charlie, what are you doing? You mustn't work, dear. You're not strong enough yet to...
Rosie, I ain't doing anything. Open your eyes and see. I'm just sitting here next to you.
But we're moving.
Moving? Moving. Rosie, look.
Charlie, where are we?
Rosie, dear, we're on the lake. Oh, the rain did it. It filled the channels. Look, the rain and the wind just lifted the old queen up and carried her over the mud. We've cleared the weeds, Rosie. Oh, look back there. Oh, we couldn't have been 100 yards from it last night when we give up hope. Oh, Rosie, Rosie.
Oh, let's try and build a fire if we can. And get the engine started. And go right out to the middle, away from these reeds, where we can breathe again.
Sure, sweetheart, sure. We'll be out of here in a jiffy.
Oh, the air. Oh, Charlie's one.
This mist clears away. You see, the lake's as big as an ocean. We're on it, Rosie.
Oh, just to breathe again.
Yes, like, I know you don't approve, but it's like a shot of gin. Makes your blood race and your spirit soar.
Oh, I'm sorry I poured out all that gin, Charlie.
Oh, forget it, Rosie. And just to show you there's no hard feelings, I'll make you another cup of tea.
What, Charlie?
Rosie, there, to starboard. That's the Imperial German Navy. That's the Louisa.
She's coming towards us, Charlie.
We gotta make a run for it. Back to the weeds. Take her around while I stoke the boiler.
Yesterday, those weeds were our death. And Charlie, today, they're our salvation. Oh, I was so sure they'd seen us.
Look at the size of her, Rosie. See her guns?
Why did they stop at that little island, Charlie?
Well, likely it's just routine, or maybe just checking what the storm tore up. They'll be back again. You know how them Germans are.
Methodical, yes.
Yeah, that's them, all right. They lays down systems and they stick to them. Mondays they're one place, Tuesday someplace else, and Wednesday they'll be back here. Oh. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Rosie. You're thinking of the next time the Louisa comes back here, aren't you, old girl?
How long will it take, Charlie, to get the torpedoes ready?
Depends on the detonators. Well, I gotta rig up something. We'll manage it, Rosie. We'll manage it. Well, there they are, Rosie. Them's the detonators.
Oh, Charlie, you're
wonderful.
What's
more, I think they'll work.
Now, what about the cylinders?
Well, with you helping, I'll lash them on each side of our bow. Only we can't set the detonators on until we're ready to set out. You see, they're kind of tricky, Rosie.
We'll be working at night, Charlie. Can you do it in the dark?
That's the case I have to.
And you're sure they'll come back with the Louisa?
Well, let me see. Figuring both her speed and the size of this lake, my guess is she'll be back here tomorrow afternoon. And when she comes, we'll be ready.
Tomorrow afternoon. Charlie, let's make the Queen as clean as we can. Let's scrub her decks and polish her brass.
She ought to look her best, representing as she does the Royal Navy. I think I even got a flag around somewhere.
Charlie.
I will sail out of these reeds proud as a dreadnought. Rosie.
Yes, Charlie?
Now, there ain't no use of both of us doing it. As you can plainly see, it's a one-man job.
Oh, you couldn't be more right, Charlie, dear.
Now, Rosie, I'm glad you agree. When the time comes, I'll put you off here on the East Shore. You'll wait for me while I attend to the Louisa.
Well, certainly not. You're the one to put ashore. This whole thing was my idea, wasn't it? I'm the logical one to carry it out.
Rosie, I'm surprised at you. You're a very sensible woman, as a rule. While with two torpedoes hanging off our bow, she'll steer entirely different. Let alone be in half swamp.
Didn't I steer us down the rapids?
Well, suppose she broke down out there, wouldn't you look foolish? But me, she knows who her boss is, you bet that old engine does.
Well, I suppose you're right.
Now, that's settled.
Oh, no, no. I only meant it may be necessary for you to come along.
Come along? Oh, no, you don't. You'll wait for me on the East Shore.
Who do you think you are, ordering me about?
I'm the captain, that's who. And I ain't taking you along. You'd only be in my way.
I suppose I was in your way, going down the rapids. Then what you said to me back there on the river was a lie. How you never could have done it alone. And how you'd lost your heart and everything. And, oh, you liar. Oh, Charlie. Charlie, we're having our first quarrel.
Oh, Rosie. It's just that I can't bear the thought of you. Well, supposing that anything should happen, not that anything will.
Don't you understand, Charlie? I wouldn't want to go on without you.
Oh, Rosie. All right. It'll be you at the tiller and me at the engine, just like it was from the start.
I knew you'd see it, Charlie, dear. Thank you.
There she is, Rosie. That's the Louisa, right on time.
There's no smoke from her stack.
The wind, sweetheart, is blowing the smoke fast as it comes out.
I don't like this wind.
Me neither, Rosie. It's going to storm.
But if it storms tonight, there'll be less chance of them seeing us. Maybe a storm would be a blessing, Charlie.
That's the way to look at it, Rosie, old girl. And I'll let you and me get them started on them detonators. We're not making any time, Rosie. Something's wrong.
I can't steer, Charlie.
We're taking too much water in the bow. It's them torpedoes weighing us down.
Charlie, look. Those waves.
Hang on, Rosie.
Charlie, the torpedoes. They're torn loose.
It's worse than that. We're sinking, Rosie.
The tiller's gone. Something broke.
Everything's broke. Grab the preserver, Rosie, and then jump.
Charlie.
I will remind you just once more. You are a prisoner aboard the steamship Louisa of His Imperial Majesty's Navy.
Yeah, I know.
You will tell us the truth. Now, what is your nationality? French, Belgian, British?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
British.
What were you doing in these waters?
Fishing. Yeah, fishing off the island.
You're a spy for the British. Well, do you deny this?
I told you I was fishing.
Das ist der gesamte Beweismaterial der Anklage, Herr Kapitän.
Fahren Sie fort mit der Verteidigung. Obviously, you're lying, but it does not matter. This court will sentence you to be hanged.
Eine Frau.
Oh, scheint weiß zu sein. You, there was a woman with you.
Rosie!
You will answer my question. Bring the new Frau her.
Rosie!
Charlie!
Who is this woman?
I don't know.
You called her by name.
I thought she was somebody else.
Charlie!
Who are you?
Miss Rose Sayre.
What were you doing on the lake?
I ain't told them nothing, Rose.
Silence!
What were you doing on the lake?
We were boating.
As your fellow prisoner is about to learn, the penalty for lying to us is death.
Charlie! Very well, then. We came here to...
Rosie, no!
To sink this ship. Charlie, dear, at least let's have the pleasure of telling them.
Now, don't you believe her, Your Honor. She's touched, you know. Fever.
And just how, Fräulein, did you propose to sink the Königin Luisa?
Why, with torpedoes.
Torpedoes?
Yes. Mr. Allnut made them.
Made them? Amazing.
Charlie, tell them how you made the torpedoes.
Well, you see, what I did was I took the heads off two cylinders of oxygen. I filled them up with live explosives, about 200 weight. Now, that was easy enough, but it was the detonators took some doing. And you know what I used? Cartridges and nails and blocks of soft wood.
Go on,
please. Then I took the two cylinders and hung them port and starboard in the bow of the African Queen, so as when we rammed you, poof!
And where is the African Queen?
She sank last night in the storm.
Too bad. I should like to have seen those torpedoes.
Perhaps you will. They'll still be floating around somewhere nearby.
Yeah, they could still sink this ship, Rosie.
Enough of this torpedo nonsense. This ganz klar, die beiden Spione sind die Schlager vor. Wir geben ihnen 5 Minuten Frist, diese Lügen zurückzuziehen.
You have 5 minutes in which to reconsider. Tell us the truth, or you will both be hanged.
We've told the truth, haven't we, Charlie?
Yeah. And we got a favor to ask, Your Honor.
Well?
Well, you're the captain, I guess.
I am.
Well, then you could marry us.
Oh, Charlie, what a lovely idea.
What kind of craziness is this?
Come on, Captain, it won't even take 5 minutes. And it'll mean such a lot to the lady.
If you wish it. Absolutely. Very well. What are the names again?
Charles.
Rosie. Rose.
Da ist eine Bibel auf dem Brett hinter dem Schreibtisch.
Ja, Herr Lieutenant. Ich sehe sie.
Bring sie her.
Charlie, look. A Bible.
Look at me, both of you. Do you, Charles, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yes, sir.
Do you, Rose, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Then by the authority vested in me by His Imperial Majesty Kaiser Wilhelm II, I pronounce you our man and wife. Proceed with the execution. Abtritt den beiden Gefangenen nach Achtern und los mit der Hinrichtung.
Charlie, my husband.
Rosie, Rosie.
You will follow me now. At once.
Charlie, the torpedoes.
We've done it. You all right, Mrs. Allnut? Can you keep swimming?
Oh, yes. I never felt so good in my life. We blew her up, Charlie.
I guess we did, Rosie.
The wreckage of the African Queen, that's in it. They ran the Luisa right into it. How do you feel, Mr. Allnut?
Pretty good for an old married man.
I'm all turned around, Charlie. Which way is the east shore?
The way we're swimming, old girl. There was a bold fisherman set sail from off Pimlico to catch the bold piggy and the gay mackerel.
Now here's Mr. Cummings with our stars.
And here they are coming forward for a well-deserved curtain call. Humphrey Bogart and Greer Garson. We certainly suffered every step of the way with you two on the trip of the African Queen.
Irving, I remember another safari full of hardships that you and I made quite a long time ago.
A safari, Bogie? What, to Africa?
No, to Palm Springs.
It was Bogie's first picture in Hollywood, and I was the director. We went on location to Palm Springs, and it was 120 in the shade.
Only there was no shade.
And you should have seen Bogie in his first love scenes.
I couldn't see the girl for the water dripping in my eyes.
But it doesn't sound as if you were having exactly a circus.
No, but my latest picture is just happened to be Battle Circus, co-starring June Alice, and I'll get into it. See, I've been working at your home studio, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Well, I congratulate you, Bogie. You know we make only the very best pictures over there.
We mentioned one on the Lux Radio Theater recently. Plymouth Adventure, starring Spencer Tracy, Gene Tierney, Van Johnson, and Leo Gett.
I don't think Greer would like that. It's all about the pilgrims leaving England and sailing for America on the Mayflower.
Oh, we English think it's a great idea. We've been doing it ever since.
We're always glad to welcome our English cousins, particularly you lovely actresses with those beautiful complexions.
Well, thank you. We're glad to adopt your way of caring for those complexions with Lux soap. I think it's wonderful.
And you'll both think next week's show is wonderful. It's such a great story that it's been made into a picture 5 different times. And we're going to bring you the inspiring 20th Century Fox version of Victor Hugo's immortal classic, La Miserable. And from the original cast, we have the lovely Deborah Padgett and that fine actor, Robert Newton. And in the unforgettable role of Jean Valjean, another great Academy Award winner, Ronald Coleman.
Well, that'll be a swell show. Good night, Irving.
Good night.
Good night and happy holidays. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, invite you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Ronald Coleman, Deborah Padgett, and Robert Newton in La Miserable. This is Irving Cummings saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Tonight were John Dodsworth as the Reverend and Harold Ironforth and Hans Conried as the German officers. Our radio play was adapted by S.H. Barnett and our music was directed by Rudy Schrager.
The Lux Radio Theater on Tuned to Yesterday from December 15, 1952 on CBS. And so closes this hour of adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.